It is that time once again of the broadcast weekend, time for the radio voice coming from the Evangel Home of Fresno. Welcome to Heartline. Here's your host, Jim Tuck.
Oh, thanks so much, Ken Adams. As always, you do a fabulous job, and wishing you a Merry Christmas, Ken. The happiest of holidays. I grow a little weary of the happy holiday greetings. Everybody has their own reasons, I suppose, but the only important one is Jesus. And so we put the reason for Christmas is Jesus. All right, we're in Jerry Brenneman's office. And Jerry, we have one of our favorite people. Joe Janelle is here. And I guess I want to start by talking about the really special event that you, the staff members, had yesterday. Bless their hearts, the board here at Evangel Home had a surprise event for you. How much notice did you get?
Well, we knew a week or two before to be here at a certain time, and that's what staff knew. Then they knew to be dressed up, but they didn't, beyond that, they weren't sure, and I really wasn't sure. Even when I thought I knew, I thought, well, they could just be kind of, you know, throwing a smokescreen to me, too. So we had no notice until really yesterday when the limousine showed up.
Now, there's an indicator of good things to come. What a nice surprise. You Facebooked a little bit about the event, and like I said, what a thoughtful and generous board, but for a no more deserving group of people, could they have been that thoughtful and generous?
I want to lay just a little groundwork, because every year the board hosts a party for the staff, and it's often at one of their homes or it's here at the Evangel Home, and we've done different things through the years. And it's always the first Saturday night of December. And then the next week or two, we have a staff party just for ourselves. And then we have a staff party where we host the residents. Well, at the last board meeting, when we talked about the Saturday night board meeting, their eyes just got a little glazed over. And it was sort of like they were already up to the top of their head in stress. Things that they were worried about, the way the economy has affected some of their businesses, and it was just like at that moment, one more thing wasn't comfortable for them. Even though they knew it was coming, it almost felt like, uh-oh, now we got to do this. Yeah. And as soon as I said, why don't you guys come to our staff party in the middle of the day on a Wednesday? I think that was such a relief to them that they didn't have this one more commitment that they weren't quite ready for. That it freed them, Jim, in a way that I don't think any of them imagined. They probably put in more energy and prayer and money doing it the way we did it, but it was so freeing. One of the board members hosted us, got a room at Fleming's restaurant, and I don't, evidently, Fleming's must not be open at lunchtime, because we were the only people in there in a private room. There was another private room next to ours. So he had allowed that to happen, and then someone else thought about the limousine, and so they made that happen, and it was just one nice surprise after the other. And, you know, the staff and the board really care about each other, and I've been here long enough now, more than 20 years. That doesn't always happen. Yeah, you always care, but there are some boards that it was kind of an us versus them thing. I would use the board when I had to make a bad decision. They would maybe use us when they had to make a bad decision. You don't want that on a board. Right. The boards we've had for the last couple of years have just been awesome. And a total team. The staff is never threatened by them as an authority. Nor are they threatened by me as an authority. And I think it's real important in a place like this. Nobody should be threatened by anybody's right. authority. Anyway, that's kind of a long ways from the party. But it's a wonderful group of people. The way they care for us is a very good indicator of the way we then care for the residents. It's a good cycle of that kind of caring.
Cool. So, Joe Janelle, 11 o'clock arrived yesterday. You see a limo. What went through your mind?
It was a Hummer limo, and I was just amazed. The first words out of my mouth was, no way. There was not a limo outside. It was just incredible. We had such a wonderful time going to the restaurant and guessing. The closer we got to Fleming's, because there's Cheesecake Factory nearby, could it be the Cheesecake Factory? What could it be? It was just awesome. The board members set it up so perfectly, and to reiterate what you were saying about the stress taking off of the board, it also freed us up. The stress on the staff, having our spouses there. Normally, every year we have our spouses, and it's at dinner time. And, you know, I just felt so comfortable visiting with the board member that set me up and sat at my table, happened to be my secret pal. Oh. And getting to know him and his wife and family through him, because they weren't there, obviously, but it was just such a great time, you know, never, like you said, not feeling threatened or any less than, just feeling very comfortable, the board made us feel yesterday.
Okay, there was a meal. Was there also a program?
Very little program. It was more of, it was a little spontaneous. It wasn't so programmed like usually most of the years have been.
Now, one of the things we do all year is in January the board draws names and they have secret pals all year. So it's special events, birthdays, and even just in between encouraging things, little notes, gifts, how can I pray for you, all those sort of things. So every year the board has gotten closer to the staff and the staff to the board, even just with that one simple little act.
What a great idea. Yeah. What a great idea. So a great time was had by all, and there's glitter all over the floor of your office. So there was there were obviously sparklies to be worn by the lovely.
I want to share one more thing, because you said I did put it on Facebook, and I wrote notes because it was longer than just the usual. Wow, we had a great time. And I came up with little categories, like the biggest surprise and the saddest moment. To me, the most poignant moment was one of our staff members picked up the menu, and it wasn't like a big leather-covered menu. It was just a little sheet, probably made just for that day. But she took it to put in her scrapbook. And I thought, oh, because I can guarantee you, nobody on staff has been to Fleming's. Nobody on staff has been in a limo unless it was to a funeral. And so that kind of joy for us was just...
A one-off, yeah, one-of-a-kind experience. Yeah.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
What did you take, Joe Janelle?
Actually, in the ladies' restroom, I took, because the napkins that you dry your hands with were just so nice and thick, I took one of those. I took it home to show my family. They're probably thicker than my towels.
Oh, that's funny. Well, Joe Janelle, let's back up just a moment and reacquaint our listeners with you. When did you come to Evangel Home? And you were a program participant.
I was. I came to Evangel Home in 2000. If I back up a little bit more, the year before I went to the program, I came into the 28-day crisis shelter. I was in a domestic violence situation, and after a week, I decided to go back to that situation. And then, knowing of the Evangel Home, I got in some trouble. I knew of the garden program 9 months, so I came back. I did a year, it was a year in 2000. I came back and did the year program as a garden.
Why? What processed in your life that you thought then that being a staff member was a good idea?
You know, Jim, when I was in the garden program, going through the classes, and I have been through several programs before the garden, it was just different in the structure and the wonderful classes that they provided. And it was such a success in my life. I decided, you know, I wanted to be part of the staff that helped save my life. And I wanted to be part of... the opportunity to save other women's lives as well.
Well, Jerry, we obviously have to look at Joe Janelle as kind of a poster child for what Evangel Home is about and hopes to accomplish as God works out his perfection in the lives of women. What are your recollections of Joe Janelle through the process?
I remember her in the program, and she was in the garden, I believe, at a time where we really called them the Garden Girls. And they were... I don't want to say high fashion because that just doesn't happen here. But that was a group that always got up, put their makeup on. They liked looking as good as they could. And I remember her being with that group. You were with Rosalind, right? Rosalind. At one time, she and Rosalind were together. And so there was some good humor and good sparring and good serious people. They really wanted change. And they committed everything they had to the Lord and to let him change them. Then she graduated, and, you know, she was out there. We didn't have a lot of contact. And then we were looking for a staff member. Someone had resigned, and Jo Janelle and her husband, I think, came here one day.
To talk about speaking at the banquet. Okay. I was going to give my testimony.
There we go. So then she says something like, do you need any part-time help? I said, oh, let's talk.
Nice timing.
And because one of my real considerations before I ever hire a graduate, they have to be out of here at least 1 year. And they don't have to be out just to be out doing their old things. They have to be out going forward, stepping it up. Everything they've learned here, let's see how you put it into practice when we're not right there with you. We couldn't have asked for better. And so it's really, truly learning on the job when you come here. And she's just such a joy. I mean, I was thinking, even when she was talking of yesterday riding back from the party in that limousine, one of the joys of it was having 14 staff members sitting in the same place. We have some very, very funny women. I think Rosalind and Cynthia Kennard could get money for their comedy routine. And just watching all of the women laughing, giggling, the funniest jokes, the funniest routines, and all so appropriate, and all such good, clean fun. And I don't think in their lifetime they could have ever imagined you could have such fun sober, you could have such fun being godly. And you know, the limousine driver said we were just the best, most fun group. And I know he must say that to everybody, but he still said it to us, and we are a fun group.
I bet he doesn't say that to everybody. I bet most groups are not as fun. And so that is a delightful feedback.
And Jim, I also want to say for Jo Janelle, every Wednesday we meet program staff, and we go over things with the residents we need to. And Jo Janelle has become their advocate, very strong, but she's really learned when to speak up for them and when to see the red flags.
Well, that's part of the growth process, and what a delight. And I look forward every week. One of the things I look forward to is getting my hug from Jo Janelle. My little sister here greets me, and we have a wonderful fellowship. We're out of time, and my listening friend, thank you for joining us. Thank you to the board members. What a delightful a contribution to the amazing staff here at Evangel Home. All right, that's it. Thank you, my listening friend, for joining us on today's edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno. Find them 24/7 online at evangelhome.org. That phone number, once again, in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thank you for joining us this weekend. Be with us next time, same station, for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.